Unit 3. Extra Listening, page 27. Recognizing Women in Sport. You are going to hear a conversation about women in sport. Listen and choose the correct answer.
Hi, Liz. What are you doing?
Oh, Jill. I'm working on a project for school. Maybe you can help me.
Sure. What do you need?
Can you name 5 famous athletes?
Okay, that's easy. Let's see. There's David Beckham, Ronaldinho, Tiger Woods, Tony Parker, and let's see, Muhammad Ali. Does that help?
Well, it just proves my teacher's point.
What do you mean?
We were having a discussion about equality between men and women, and I said that in my opinion, women still don't have the same opportunities as men. Mrs. Clark, my teacher, disagreed. She said the problem wasn't really about opportunity, but actually about recognition. Then she asked me the same question that I just asked you, and I also named 5 male athletes.
Well, you didn't say female athletes.
That's exactly the point. She said that people associate certain careers with men and other careers with women. We don't automatically think of women when we talk about sport. Then she asked the class to name 5 famous models. Everyone named female models, but nobody named any male models. There are many male supermodels, yet nobody named even one. On the other hand, when my teacher asked us to name well-known actors, most of the students listed both men and women.
So, what has that got to do with recognition? Athletes get lots of public recognition too.
Well, it's true that in the acting profession, female celebrities get lots of public recognition, but women who are successful in other fields get less recognition. We may know the names of a few women in sport, but there are so many women who are winners and the public never hears about them.
I never really thought about it like that, but I guess it's true. So what exactly are you going to write about?
My group has decided to write about women that are successful in sport. We're going to create a class website with information about successful female athletes. I've learned some very interesting facts since I started doing my research. Did you know, for example, that there are successful sportswomen in football, basketball, golf, and boxing?
Really? Those aren't exactly sports that most people associate with women. I do know, though, that there are a few women's basketball teams.
A few? There are actually 14 teams in the Women's National Basketball Association in the United States, not to mention leagues in Europe, Asia, and Australia. There's been a world championship for women every 4 years since 1953.
What about football? I can't think of any female footballer that comes to mind.
Well, I guess you've never heard of Mia Hamm.
No. Who's she?
She was the best women's football player in the world. She was a member of the United States team that won the Olympic gold medal for football. She started to play for the American national team when she was only 15 years old.
So how did she become such a successful player?
Well, Mia started to play football with her family when she was a little girl. She was very determined and didn't like to lose. So she would always leave the game before the end if she thought she wasn't going to win. Her family decided to teach her a lesson and kicked her off the team. They told her that if she didn't know how to be a good loser, she wouldn't know how to win either. Mia learned how important it was to be a team player and used this lesson to become a success. She has scored goals against 25 different national teams. She used her success to start an organization to encourage girls to participate in sport.
That's quite amazing. Now, you also mentioned golf. Is there a woman golfer who can play as well as Tiger Woods?
Well, Kathy Whitworth was an accomplished player, just like Tiger Woods. During her career, she won 88 championships, which is still more than any other professional woman golfer. She's even a member of the Women's Golf Hall of Fame.
I'm beginning to see your point. I'd never heard of Kathy Whitworth until now. So that leaves boxing. I suppose now you're going to tell me about the female version of Muhammad Ali.
Actually, you're 100% right. His daughter, Layla, followed in her father's footsteps and became a professional boxer. Even more interesting is the fact that one of her biggest rivals is Jacqueline Frazier, whose father, Joe Frazier, fought Muhammad Ali for the heavyweight championship 3 times.
I can see that you've really done your homework about women in sport.
Yeah, it's a great topic, and I'm having fun learning about it. I hope that when we're finished, people will know as much about famous women in sport as they do about men.
Well, you've got me interested. I can't wait to see the website when it's done.